FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1, Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1, Mission Viejo. K210 EO Santa Paula. K210 CH Ventura. K206 AA Laguna Beach. K208 AM Newport Beach. A service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Voted Station of the Year by our peers in American Public Music Radio.
Feel better.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't see you there.
I know.
I was just talking to my dear listener.
Well, I could be a dear listener.
You're a co-host.
Oh, you're right. Okay, fine.
It's Julie Slater here.
Jason Friday.
It's Friday on a Friday on a long holiday weekend.
Oh, gracious.
We almost did Friday on a Wednesday because of the long weekend, but I didn't want to mess up Women Crush Wednesday.
No.
Yeah, so we kept it.
Very important.
So here we are, guys. Jason joins me every Friday in the 1 o'clock hour for Friday on a Friday. We play some great jams. We get you into this great weekend, which you're already hopefully in the midst of. Hopefully
Oh, yeah. You
had a bunch of days off. That was Radiohead Live, London, September 2000. Does 2000 feel like 24 years ago?
No. Oh, my God.
It seems unfair.
No.
It really seems unfair.
Because it is.
Yeah. So we've got some brand new music. This is such a great song. It is a triple threat.
Ooh.
It is Winnetka Bowling League, also Medium Build, and the band Dawes. So apparently, if I got the story right, Matthew Koma from Winnetka Bowling League was kind of, in a fun way, making fun of Medium Build on TikTok, which led them to get together in the studio. And then I guess Matthew Koma has a poster of Dawes in his place. And then they all were like, let's all do a song together. I don't know how it all landed.
Wow.
But this song is so beautiful. It's called This Is Life. Again, it's Winnetka Bowling League, Medium Build, and Dawes. And what station is it on, Jace?
88.5, the SoCal Sound.
Lister perfume made the boys dream of hand wash. Got drunk in parking lots, pushed a Shane restaurants, was singing brand new way before Jesse got caught. The summers in Montauk before it got whitewashed.
This is life. 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 This is life.
Oh.
We don't like pauses sometimes.
Yeah.
That's the song Knife. That's another song that came up randomly on my phone while I was driving around.
Wow, I like that.
It's good stuff. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Julie Slater.
Jason Friday.
It's Friday on a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Jason joins me every Friday in the 1 o'clock hour to celebrate the end of the week, to celebrate the beginning of the weekend. When one thing ends, another thing begins.
Whoa.
It's Deep Thoughts. All right, here's another great new song.
Yeah.
So have you heard of this artist called Toa Bird?
Okay.
Originally from Hong Kong.
Oh.
But just moved to Los Angeles. I guess Olivia Rodrigo, by the way, we know Moa, the bass player from Olivia Rodrigo.
Shout out to Moa.
Super cool.
Yeah.
Olivia Rodrigo, I guess, discovered Toa Bird from TikTok.
Amazing.
That pesky TikTok is really making a lot of people successful.
You're not kidding.
I just came across. So I was walking just down the street, and I came across, what do you call that, a billboard?
Yeah.
Some signage. And it's for the new album from Toa Bird. It says, God can't save lesbians, but Toa Bird can. American hero, out now. And then it has a number, a call, 1-650-KISS-HER. That's very funny. So the song is called FML.
Oh, we know what that means.
No. it's very risque right now, going into FML.
Yep.
It's the band Toa Bird, the artist known as Toa Bird, on 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
I want the best for you, breakfast in bed for you, just to be next to you every handle it. Here's my Los Angeles. I'll make the plans for us every drag you to exercise every day. Sit on the couch and watch Jennifer's body. Tell you she's hot and then say that I'm sorry. Teach me something about moving on. Know how to
one you grasp, another insomniac. I know I'm probably wrong, but I think you're moving. Saw you at a party. I'm gonna rip my ears off so I can't hear them say sorry. But there's nothing stopping me from asking how long it's moving on lasted. It's someone, isn't it? Upstate art school pessimist. I'm so huff and sick of this, but I think you're moving.
That is Claude and the song The Moving On. Remember that record? That was one of my favorites from 2023.
So good.
Supermodels.
Gosh, I love that song. Yeah, that record was amazing too.
Claude was also a artist in residence, guest DJing. Claude on Phoebe Bridgers' label. Remember Phoebe Bridgers?
Who?
I was, you know, I'm kind of a weirdo. I was kind of Googling her. Remember when she, Paul Mescal, her old, I guess they dated for 2 years. Anyway, he's in a new movie. I wanted to show you the picture. He's like all buffed up.
Oh my God.
Like his arms are like this big.
Oh my God.
I think it's Gladiator.
Really?
Are they redoing Gladiator?
No.
Are we this old?
Come on.
That Gladiator has to be redone? It's so silly. Are you going to look up a picture?
Yeah. That is crazy.
So while you do that, by the way, did you catch that album I played this week, our album dive? This is The Kit, and it's live at Manak Theater. It is such a great record, and I mentioned earlier that they filmed it. And if you go to YouTube, you can see some of the live performances as This is The Kit plays off of a cliff. Off of this beautiful spot in England.
Are there videos of it?
Yeah.
Oh,
we're going to have to watch it this weekend.
Oh, gosh.
Maybe.
Yeah, we are.
Take some time to chill it. It's so great. Anyway, next week, we're going to do an album dive into another live record, Mount Joy.
Ooh.
It is live at the Salt Shed in Chicago. It's also amazing. we're going to do a mini concert
right. With
Mount Joy and another artist we love, some live performances. Coming up, did you find a photo yet?
So this is called Gladiator 2.
Oh.
By the way, Gladiator came out 24 years ago.
We're really getting slammed with that 24 years ago thing today.
I know. Did you see
any pictures?
He does look pretty. He does
look at him
pretty,
right there.
Pretty shredded. That's,
look at that. He used to be kind of skinny. Now he's like so buffed and like tan.
It's funny because...
He's starting to look a little older. He's very young still, by the way.
I know he is, but he plays parts where he's not healthy, so it's kind of funny that
he's kind of mean. I wonder what he's like in real life.
I know. I hope
Paul Mescal, if you're listening, we love you. Anyway, unless you were mean to Phoebe Bridgers,
yes. Then
you're out.
Uh-huh.
We don't know the full story, but watch it, brother. Okay, so we've got a little mini concert coming up next as we get back to the music.
Faster.
Fiercely independent public radio. 88.5, the SoCal Sound. Turn up.
Support for the SoCal Sound is made possible by Subaru of Glendale. Summer is upon us, and the 2024 Forester provides all-terrain capability, all-wheel drive, advances in technology and safety, and is ready for your upcoming summer adventures. The Forester is available now at Subaru of Glendale, located on Brand Boulevard just off the 5 and 134 freeways. Information available at SubaruofGlendale.com. That's SubaruofGlendale.com.
You can build branding and awareness for your business while supporting this awesome radio station. How cool would it be to have your organization be the sponsor for Nick's Pick of the Day or my 88.5 album dive? Give us a call for more info. 818-677-7163. That's 818-677-7163.
88.5, the SoCal Sound, where Southern California finds new music.
By the way, we're teasing a little bit of our 88.5 album dive for next week. It's Friday and a Friday. Julie Slater.
Jason Friday.
So each week I pick a brand new record and we really dig into it. And so far in July, we've been live in July.
You're welcome, by the way.
Jason created that little moniker. So this week we did a live album from This Is The Kit. Next week, Mount Joy have a brand new live record called Live at the Salt Shed. Chicago. It's from Chicago. It's so good. There's so many tracks. I had to whittle it down because I like to play about 10 each week.
Yeah.
But this is one of the songs, just in case you believe in Bigfoot. It's their song, Bigfoot. It's Mount Joy. And this is a little mini concert. Please enjoy it. It is live at the Salt Shed, 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Thank you.
mini concert for you on this long holiday weekend. It's Friday on a Friday. Julie Slater.
Jason Friday.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
America Girl.
When you're in a band and you're like, I don't want to play my hit songs, Tom Petty played American Girl practically every show.
Yes.
So buck up and play the hits.
I mean, what was played more? Probably Free Fallin', right?
No, American, he often ended his show with American Girl.
Okay, so everybody take that note down.
Remember that fun time when we went to, what venue was it in OC? We went by limo to see Tom Petty.
Oh my God, the
with Karen and our friend
Pete. The Pond.
We had just met.
Yeah, oh, the Honda Center, that's what it is.
Oh, I think... that evening, you might have told me that you loved me. So there's special memories with Tom Petty.
I know.
And we were just chatting. I did news with Larry Perel, who I think is on KNX now.
Yeah.
We worked at KFI together, and we just bumped into him at the Grove. And we were just lamenting over how every day we still feel the loss of Tom Petty.
Oh, yeah.
And it still hurts.
It really does.
So, Larry, I send that Tom Petty live performance out to you. We also played Mount Joy, a live version of Bigfoot. That is a teaser, as they call it in the business, Jace.
Woo!
We're going to be doing an album dive into Mount Joy's new live record, live at the Salt Shed. That's all next week, each weekday, just after 12 noon.
Perfect.
Okay, what else is going on? I've got this brand new song. I don't know how I came across this. I listen to a lot of music, but the band name is Laika Songs, L-A-I-K-A. No idea what that means. I did look up the term Laika in Russian means barker. And from what I can tell, Laika Songs happens to be Evan Brock, and he's got a new record recorded mostly at home and at Dry Brook Cabin. And this song happens to feature, do you know Jonah Matranga? He had a band called One Line Drawing. That's a lot of information coming out, I know.
Excessive.
I used to have a little crush on Jonah back in my single days.
Oh, you lucky old sailor, you.
So there's a new album called Slowly Spiraling Towards the Light from Laika Songs featuring Jonah Matranga. Let's listen to Field of Vision.
Love it.
Are you going to get jealous during this?
Maybe. I don't know. It depends.
Watch that rage. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Slow it down until we figure out something. Slow it down, slow it down, down. Bill said the days had just passed. He always said it. Every other day I'm trying to do nothing. Slow it down. I like your haircut.
trying to tell you, keep trying to tell you.
is a fun song that I used to play when I hosted a weekend show on this station called Out on a Limb. Remember that great program?
That was amazing.
I love it. Which led me to this great program.
No.
It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Julie Slater.
Jason Friday.
Jason joins me every Friday in the 1 o'clock hour for Friday on a Friday. Arkells. A Canadian band, eh?
Hey, me mate.
Didn't you just say they've been together since how long?
20 years.
20 years. We're doing a lot of memories. A lot of decades-old memories.
Yeah.
So that song is called Michigan Left. Funny that a Canadian band, although Canada is so close to Michigan.
Yeah.
But a Michigan Left, if you don't know, don't you know, is that you can't make a left at the light. You have to make a right and then make a U-turn, yeah.
Yep. Or you go straight
past
and then
your
U-turn.
Left, U-turn, and then make a right. I don't know if there's any proof that that's successful, but that's what they do in Michigan, where I'm from.
They sure do. It's very different.
I was talking about how the holiday, any kind of holiday weekend always makes me want to play 90s music.
Oh, yeah.
And don't even tell me how many years 90s are away from us. Enough with the decades-old memories. But you're a big fan of Presidents of the United States of America.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you wax poetic on why you love the band so much?
Well, I mean, I'll never forget. I was on a school trip when this CD came out. This record came out.
We were just talking about how CDs are coming back.
Oh, my God.
Did you guys know that? I got rid of all my CDs and did digital. I think I have a couple, maybe one or two things, but CDs are back. Our friends only listen to CDs in their Jeep. They had actually bought a CD player to put in it.
Right. It's totally nuts. I can't believe how expensive they are, too. But yeah, Pot USA is what they were called.
Pot USA?
Yeah, because Presidents of the USA, United States of America.
You wouldn't call them Potsa?
No, you call
them Patsusa?
No.
Patusa?
No, this isn't Michigan.
Oh, sorry.
Anyways, it was this record and band was just it was really a different thing coming into play when it came out, and yeah, I was touched by it.
This is one of my favorite songs. I hope there's no curse words in it.
There's not.
It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Outside! Kitty, I'm a foot and I wanna touch it. Kitty, I'm a
By the way, we knew there were curse words in that song, but I played an edited version. I just wanted someone listening to think, oh my gosh, there's huge curse words in that song. No! We can't play those effing curse words on the radio.
Look, we just wanted to keep you on your feet. That's all, dear listener.
All right. Well, happy 4th. Happy long weekend. Yes. We're about to jet out of here.
Ooh.
And Matt Pinfield is coming up next. Make sure you tune in. He's got a new feature called 120 Seconds.
Ooh.
That happens at 5:30. Oh, you know what I wanted to mention? Our friends at LAist. They're hosting a cheeseburger event on Sunday, and I wanted to give it a little plug. It is happening. Wait, I just took a little screenshot of it so I could talk about it. It is the 100th anniversary of the invention of the cheeseburger.
Oh, wow.
It is the Tournament of Cheeseburgers at Smorgasburg, L.A.
Oh, my God, Smorgasburg. We have to go there. Oh, my
Well, this event is
dear.
Sunday. If you want to find out more, go to laist.com/events and enjoy cheeseburgers.
Yeah, that happens. I think Smorgasburg is a location of all restaurants, and it is every Sunday, and we need to go.
That's super fun.
Yeah.
All right, have a great – hopefully you've had a long weekend and it continues. Enjoy yourself. We'll be hitting the water, more paddleboarding, and a shout out to my brother Paul is in town. Yo-yo.
Pauly.
Hopefully he's tuned in right now to his entire family. We'll be seeing you in a little bit. Right now, though, how about some more, a little STP?
Woo!
I pulled this one out of my hat.
I love it.
Until next time,
my pretties.
It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound. I can't talk, I can't lose it.
walked on and on the sunset. Went down and down coldness. Cool dead desire and dawn said, let's build a fire.